Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Council member Tanner Richardson. We're talking about International Day. It's crazy to think that it's right here.
It is right around the corner.
Council member Richardson, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
And yeah, International Day is coming up July 23rd, running through the 26th. One of the biggest events here not just Carbon County, but in the Castle Country. This is a major ordeal. People from all around come to check out International Day. So I think a good place for us to start today is kind of talking the planning process. You know, this isn't something that happens overnight. No. Obviously, you guys have been hammering this out for a while now. So what does that process look like for you and the International Days Committee? What do you guys kind of go through as you're trying to plan this event?
Well, so International Days has been around for many years, but there is a committee. A lot of community members are part of this committee, as well as employees of Price City. But we meet once a month. It started about March of this year. But we meet, go over all the festivities, kind of planning. There's a lot of community members that take on responsibilities of certain events. But we just meet, hammer out all the details, make sure everything is good to go and happen.
You know, one of the biggest additions coming back year is the carnival back. I know that was something that kind of got halted when COVID first hit.
Yep.
And now it's back and it's stronger than ever. What's it like trying to find a provider for these carnival rides?
Well, we talk to people. Well, we have, it's called City of Fun. That's the carnival company Price City's used for years. But it is honestly a nightmare to try and find another carnival. We do everything we can as a city to make it so they're able to come. Usually International Days is on the last weekend of July, first part of August. This year it happened to be on Pioneer Day because, well, that's the only weekend the carnival would come to Price. So we do everything we can to get the carnival down here because the kids love it and families love it. It's just a great time.
You know, I have memories back from high school of going to the carnival and just having a great time. So it's always good to see them showing back. And that runs all four nights of International Days, July 23rd from 6 to 10. Then the 24th through the 26th going to be going from 12 to 11. Let's dive further into some of these events that are coming up. Because looking at the schedule, this is packed. I have to have the schedule in front of me because you can't just rattle this off the dome.
There's so much.
So we've talked about the carnival, but you also have the Rock the Pool free swim party happening 2 days during this. You got that on the 24th and the 25th.
Yep.
And then you also got, like you said, various community members, community organizations getting involved. USU Eastern always doing their disc golf tournament for it. Always exciting to see. They do. You know, I'm not the best at disc golf. I wish I was better.
Me neither.
But you see some of the people here at this tournament, they're incredible what they do.
It is.
And, you know, then, of course, you have the opening ceremonies. What are we in store for with this year's opening ceremonies?
Opening ceremonies, they start at 7 p.m. We're going to have the American Legion over here doing the flag ceremony. They always do a terrific job doing that. And just kicking things off. It's just a great time.
You know, gotta love when the veterans get out in the community. I love the American Legion. They show up to everything.
They're great, guys.
You got an outdoor concert following that, and then you close out the evening with a 5K with the Carbon Events and Recreation. What I love about these 5Ks later in the summer is that you guys schedule them at night.
Yes.
Because, you know, the worst part about a 5K, well, besides actually running it, it's going to be getting up early in the morning to do it. These are at night. Mm-hmm. You get the coolness. You don't have to get up early. It's a perfect time. Moving to the 25th at 9:45 a.m., bright and early, you guys start with the Kids Parade. What are we in store for with that this year?
Oh, that's always a blast. The fire department, they support us really well with that. They bring the fire truck out. Any kid can come out, bring their bikes, any kid-powered equipment. They bring them out, scooters, bikes, their shoes, whatever. But they put on their own little parade, all from Mont Harmon all the way up to the park.
It's always a sight.
It's a blast.
It's a sight to behold. I love seeing it, too.
It's probably the best
part.
And,
you know, kids are kind of the theme of July 25th because you have Castle Views Hospital's Kids Day. You have a basketball tournament with Carbon High Basketball putting that on later at night. You got food, games, vendors, carnival again, of course. There's a lot of fun for the kids. And, you know, I feel like that's a big part of these things is it's a chance for people to get out of the house, bring their kids out, and have them entertained for a few afternoons.
Yep.
And then, we have lots of live entertainment throughout the day as well. 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. out in Washington Park. You guys fill that stage. Shameless plug for Castle Country Radio. We got Numbers Please coming back again this year at 5 p.m. That's a fun little game show. And then, after that, you end the night over in Pioneer Park with the Under the Stars movie. And this is something that I was pretty impressed. You guys opened this up to the community.
We did.
Let them decide what they wanted to do for this movie.
Yep.
I think they chose a pretty good one. You can't go wrong with Shrek.
I think it was great. There were a lot of nominations. I want to make that clear. We had so many that the committee, we looked at every nomination, looked at the amounts, and then we thought, you know what? Let's not do a brand new movie. People have seen it all in the theater. Let's do an old one that we haven't seen and that kids still love. I've got a couple young, a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, and we're showing Shrek on Friday night. It's just going to be a blast.
And how many kids have had the opportunity to watch Shrek on a big screen? Not many.
That was our whole goal.
No, I completely agree with that decision. That's something that I couldn't agree with more.
Change things up a bit.
And then moving to July 26th, the big grand finale of International Days this year. Again, another bright and early start. You got a golf tournament. You got disc golf continuing. But the marquee event of that morning, in my eyes, is the grand parade at 10 a.m. You guys recently just announced the marshal for it.
Yeah.
And I love the grand parade down Main Street. If there's a city here who knows how to put on a parade, it's Price City. I'm just blown away every time I see something you guys do.
Yep. I got to thank Megan Marshall. She has that all handled under control. It's just a good time. Community supports it really well. It's just fun.
They really do. And that's what makes it, is the community getting out and supporting it. You're going to have increased traffic this year. You got the regional baseball tournament happening at the same time, but those are people who are also going to stop by, check out International Days, and I think they're going to be as impressed as well. You might have some return visitors coming down next year.
We might.
And things just continue. You got the live entertainment again, carnival continuing. You have a car show, food, games, vendors, the whole kit and caboodle. This year, petting zoo. I'm always a fan of those. I'm a little hesitant to reach out and pet some of those animals, but the kids seem to love it.
The kids love it, and that's why we have it there.
Another thing the kids are bound to love was something that I was just blown away by last year, and that's the drone light show.
Oh, the drone show's a good time.
And when you first hear about a drone show, you have the image of those little retail drones they have. No, these are high quality. They will blow you away.
Yep.
And, then again, of course, you end not just the night, but International Days with another Under the Stars movie. And what better movie to show than Goonies?
What a classic, huh?
It's such a good movie, and it's always just a fun time. Now, Councilmember Richardson, let's say there's someone listening right now.
Yeah.
They're on the fence about coming to International Days. What would you say to give them that final push of encouragement to get out, check out this city celebration?
Just come out and see it. It is for everybody. It's not just for one specific group. There's tons of food. That's why I go. A lot of treats. Oh, my word. The frozen bananas, the burritos, the Navajo tacos. There's something for everybody at International Days. Come and ride the rides on the carnival. Heck, go make yourself sick. There's something for everybody, and International Days is the way to just come out and meet some people and have a good time.
Yeah, no, it's always such a good time. Councilmember Richardson, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Aiden.
Again, that was Price City Councilmember Tanner Richardson. We were talking about International Days coming up July 23rd through the 26th. You can view a full schedule of the festivities over on PriceCityUtah.com and Price City's Facebook page. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.